Good evening. Merry Christmas. On behalf of the people of St. Albans Church and in the name of God, we thank you for being here with us on this holy night. This night with a godly cause. A godly cause that we may see the light of God shining on this earth, that we might see Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And that each of us leaving here this evening might shine more brightly in this world with a new light in our hearts. That like Luke's shepherds, we might leave this place glorifying and praising God for all that we have heard and seen as it has been told us. What we have been told tonight is that in those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. That Joseph went from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem. That Joseph was with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. That while they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. And that Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. And that they wrapped the child in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. We've been told that there were shepherds in the fields in that region, keeping watch over their flocks by night. That the shepherds were terrified by the presence of an angel and the glory of the Lord shining around them. But that they were told to take heart, because in the midst of their fear, God was bringing good news for all the people. And that to them that day it was born in the city of David a Savior, the Messiah. That if they looked, they'd find their salvation, and they'd know their Savior because he'd be wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And so they went in search of their salvation and found their Savior just as had been promised by the angels. When they found that salvation, they rejoiced and they made known what they had seen. We're told that amongst all of that rejoicing, Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Before we rejoice this Christmas with Mary, let's treasure these words and ponder them in our hearts. Now with our heads, mind you, but with our hearts. You see, I think if we ponder the Christmas story with our heads rather than our hearts, we'll just end up scratching them. But if we ponder the Christmas story of the Gospels with our hearts, then a world of possibility opens itself to us. That world of possibility is what the church proclaims to us tonight. That tonight, unto this world, a Savior is born. And with that Savior, with that birth, comes the possibility and the promise of our salvation. This is good news. At heart, the Christmas story proclaims one very simple message. The heart of the Christmas story is that when the Virgin Mary gave birth to the baby Jesus, God became human. That's really it. Nothing more, nothing less. In becoming Jesus, God became human. As a matter of heart, and in order to save us, God became human. Can you say it with me? In order to heal us, God became human. In order to grant us eternal life, God became human. In order to love us, God became human. And the shepherds rejoiced because God became human. And on this most holy night, we rejoice because God became human. That's what's been told to us tonight. That's the Christmas story. It's funny that sometimes when we fall short as people, we say, "Forgive me, I'm only human."
But falling short isn't being human, it's being inhuman. As defined, someone who is inhuman is someone who lacks qualities of compassion and mercy. In the 4th century, a theologian named Athanasius wrote that God became human so that humans could become more like God. In light of our Christmas story, we might rather say that God became human not so we could become more like God, but so that we could become a little more human ourselves. In that light, we'd say, forgive us, we're still becoming human. More compassionate, more loving, more giving, more forgiving, more human. There is a story that on Christmas Eve in 1914, Allied soldiers and German soldiers wandered out into no man's land for an impromptu ceasefire, singing Still Not Silent Night together. The next day, of course, the fighting would resume, but on that holy night they had become human. They had shown a glimpse of what each of us in Christ and on Christmas are all called to become. To break ranks with the economic, social, political, or religious alliances that divide us. Christmas is a reminder of the possibility of that kind of human transformation. In becoming human, God has shown us the light and the path to our salvation, and for that matter, for the salvation of this world. God in Christ shows us that what being human really means and compels us to see that in being human we are forever connected to one another, and we are ever connected to God. At St. Alban's Church, as a community of faithful people, we hope to praise and glorify God by becoming more human, not just on Christmas Day, but day in and day out. We praise and glorify God when we offer lunches and educational programs for our poor, our lonely, and elderly neighbors every weekday with Iona services. We praise and glorify God when we prepare casseroles so that others may eat. We praise and glorify God when we go on the great patrol. We praise and glorify God when we use the income from the opportunity shop to help the least of these in our midst. We praise and we glorify God when within this body of Christ, we forgive one another for being inhuman, as we sometimes are. We will praise and glorify God tomorrow morning at our Christmas dinner when we invite our neighbors for whom there is no room in the inn on their Christmas day. And we will praise and glorify God as we serve them a delicious dinner with love. On this holy night, we as a church, as the body of Christ, invite you, if you aren't already, to join us in striving with us to become more human. Howard Thurman wrote, "When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart." May each of us treasure the Christmas story as it has been told to us tonight. May we wrap our hearts around its truth. We ask that you open your heart tonight, that you open your heart to the story of Christmas,